It is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, the day before Halloween. I'm in Los Angeles. I've actually been here for a day already. I got here, in fact, Sunday evening. Spent all day here yesterday wandering around, doing things, catching up with people, playing Scrabble with my friend Eric. I beat him twice, but I promise not to tell anybody. I am now at the home of my amazing friend, Jessica Kubzanski, one of the most brilliant minds I've ever known. Theater director, awesome friend, person who frames covers of New York Magazine and puts them on her walls. Let's see, there's 15 of them there and 15 of them there and a giant one there. And her bookshelf is full. Every book she has is an excellent book to have. There's not one dud amongst them. Let's just pick a shelf at random. Let's see, we have On the Golden Porch by Tolstoya. We have Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. 1984 by George Orwell. No need to read that one. We're living it. To Kill a Mockingbird, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Hotel New Hampshire. It just goes on and on. Everything. There's just nothing here you wouldn't want to read. I think I might read the entire collection today. I have a show tonight up in the valley at the home of my friends Justine and John. And I've played there twice before, and this will be great fun. But before that, I'm going to explore Jessica's house some more. She just went off to be a director. And I have the run of the place, which was foolish on her part. Ha! Oh, and I'm going to get Indian food at my favorite Indian restaurant on Pico Boulevard in Santa Monica, and then maybe stop in at the Unurban Cafe, where I used to play quite frequently when I lived in this hood. The band, girl band, me and my buddy Burpo, we made our one and only real gig there after making our CD. And then the whole thing fell apart, which is a big, big drag. That was back in the year 2000. That was 18 years ago. So I'm going to work on this podcast, have Indian food, probably have a shower at some point. Isn't that exciting? And then go do a show in the valley. Yeah.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve Goody.
Another exciting task that I will complete this afternoon is returning an item I bought on Amazon. It's a gadget. It's supposed to be a foot pedal. What is a foot pedal? That will control a PowerPoint presentation. And I've been using PowerPoint quite a bit in my comedy shows for audio and video and still photos. And I was hoping to be able to trigger these things with my foot as well as with my finger. But the foot pedal does absolutely nothing. It just sits there. So about a week ago, I got a return authorization and a code. And all I got to do is find a box to put this thing in and take it back to a UPS store. And they will take it from there. Oh, life. Show business, Los Angeles. Yesterday, I was also pleased to do my laundry. Thank you again, Jessica. And now I'm going to eat her last banana, which is just barely still edible. It's really barely this side of banana bread, and I don't know how to make banana bread, so I might eat it, I might not. Stay tuned. The details are to follow. And you know, I mentioned girl band earlier. I want to talk about that just a little bit more. Burpo and I are both musicians, and we fancy ourselves to be funny fellows. And we met accompanying our friend Charles when he did a gig at the aforementioned Unurban Cafe. I think Burpo was playing guitar. I was playing bass. I can't remember. Charles was singing his songs. And Charles, who is a wonderful person, very creative, sweet-natured guy, gets quite nervous on stage and kind of fumbles around. And the more he fumbles, the more nervous he gets and the more it kind of is awkward. So Burpo and I, while Charles was trying to get it together, would just joke around and throw a song idea back and forth or just improv. And it was really quite wonderful. And that's when Burpo and I met, because we had not known each other. We met through Charles. Well, then Burpo and I decided, hey, maybe we should try some musical project together. We wrote some songs and thought, what are we going to do? We'd make an album. Let's do some project, a real project. And the first thing we thought of was, hey, let's get a female singer who is very attractive and younger than us. We were both in our mid-30s at the time. And it would be like the band Garbage, where the two guys write the songs and produce the songs, and the woman is the front person and is awesome. We tried that. We wrote a bunch of songs for women to sing, and then we sort of had auditions. We met female singers who might be looking for a project, told them what we were up to, and we completely struck out. Nobody with any vocal talent was interested in helping us with our project. And then we had all these songs written for females. And then for whatever reason, we started thinking, what if we write songs for younger women and then girls? And we wound up creating a band called Girl Band, in which Burpo and I each played a character. He was Flufferpuff, who was very enthusiastic and lacking talent and played the trombone. And I was Muffin. I was the brains of Girl Band, character-wise. I played the guitar and wrote the songs and tried to keep Flufferpuff in line. There are two other characters in this band who we didn't see. They were imaginary. There was Thea, who played the pretty green guitar, and Cricket on the drums. We made an album. You can find this at stevegoody.com. Really quite proud of the whole thing. And then, sadly, once we got the album done and we're ready to go, Burpo's health just fell apart and he couldn't do anything. He didn't have the energy. He didn't have the stamina. It was really very, very disappointing for everybody. I'm going to play a song from Girl Band now so you can hear what I'm talking about. This is Buy My Cookies.
Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, start your engines!
It's that time of year. You see us coming out of the minivans, wearing our cute little uniforms. And we got boxes, lots of boxes. You know the boxes, you know what I'm talking about. I want to go to summer camp. I would like to earn a bike. There are plenty of prizes in the catalog. I know I'd really like. You see me bopping down your street. You pretend that you're not home. Pretend that you're on the telephone. Hey, I kick your screen door down. Buy my cookies. Buy my cookies. Guitar. I'm bringing my little brother. Got my mom driving the van. You have no flipping out idea how serious I am. If those brats living on the hill beat me this time, I swear I'll TP your entire house and I'll pull out my own hair. Buy my cookies! Buy my cookies! Now, I know you've got your excuses. Checkbook. I just started Jenny Craig. Look here, Lola. I see what you got in that shopping bag. And it's not cottage cheese. Remember that I'm 9 years old. I'll outlive all you all. I'll hunt you down every street. I'll chase you through the mall. I've got Eye of the Tiger, baby. I know what I need. While you waddle into your SUV, this girl's best built for speed. Buy my cookies! Buy my cookies! I'm begging you, buy my cookies! Please buy my cookies! Just one box, just one box, just one box, one box. What? One of each. You're made of gold.
B is for cookies, good enough for me.
Yes, I can bring
a box. B is for bushies, that's good enough for me.
Oh yeah, we got plenty. Uh-huh.
B is for bushies.
Fun fact about Buy My Cookies, the lyrics were entirely improvised. We had set up a studio session. At the time, I couldn't record drums in my studio. I didn't have the technology or the space. We decided to put together scratch tracks of all the songs, just a guitar and a vocal, along with a click track, then take that to a studio that had the ability to record real drums, record the drums there, and then come back to my studio and overdub all the guitars and vocals and such. Well, when we made the scratch version of this song, Buy My Cookies, it was just Burpo with a guitar and a click track screaming the lyrics and making them up as he went along. We didn't write down anything. And we liked his scratch version so well that we kept it. He never re-sang it. We just kept it. Warts and all, it is, in my opinion, tremendously wonderful. By the way, in case you're wondering, Burpo is a nickname. Burpo's real name is Stephen de Bonrepos. He now resides in Northern California. He made up his own nickname when he was a child. He could not pronounce his own name. Burpo is a mispronunciation of Stephen de Bonrepos. And gosh, I think that's all we have time for. Wow, we didn't even do the middle of the show music. I was just so wrapped up in everything to do with Los Angeles and my past here. Memories. Okay, here's the closing music. See you next time. And don't forget to subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you are. And go to stevegoody.com for all kinds of fun stuff.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening. Bye!